Far away when I feel the snake bite enter my veins. Never did I wanna be here again, and I don't remember why I came.
Chime, that reminds me, I have Godsmack tickets to give away before the show ends, if there's interest. So, you're not a Godsmack fan, you were telling me yesterday.
Oh, yeah, this genre of music never came across my palate.
By the way, not many things that haven't come across your palate.
Yeah, exactly.
What? Define genre? You mean rock and roll?
It's a little bit more aggressive than rock and roll.
I see. Does the aggressiveness
more like I'm like that metal?
Does it scare you? The aggressiveness?
No.
Too loud? Is it too loud for you?
It's weird the way the bass reverberates for me. Like I love like pop punk. I love screamo music sometimes.
Okay, I see.
But this stuff just doesn't never appeal to me.
It's angry.
It's not angry.
It is a little angry.
I hate to break it to you. Sometimes people are angry. It happens in life. Everybody's not happy and cheery at all times. These are the kinds of things. Sometimes music reflects the generation in which it is made popular. Well, so I don't know what to tell you. But I will give those tickets away at 9:45. On this morning show. Before we get out of here, Gresh and Foya coming up at 10. Make sure you have all of your birthday wishes ready for Gresh. Do we have a cake or anything for Gresh when he gets in? Curtis, did you get him a big,
yep,
big cupcake?
I got him a Big Ben cake.
Okay, all right. I was listening to those guys yesterday afternoon. Did you hear them going back and forth about Jason Tatum? you would have lost your mind yesterday.
What were they saying?
Gresh, I thought, was spot on yesterday. He was talking about how the difference between Joe Mazzulla talking about this season and what they need to do and Jason Tatum essentially saying that this Celtics team is due to mm-hmm. win a championship. And he didn't like the due word, which I kind of understand. He's like, you're not due to win a championship. You need to go out there and tell everybody that you're going to win a championship. So you would have enjoyed the discussion
because right.
you're such a big Jason Tatum fan.
They are due.
I don't know if that's the right word. He didn't like that word when it came to Jason Tatum saying it that way.
Okay.
So that bothered him.
So it bothers you now when somebody says words you don't like. But when Shime and I say there are words we don't like.
From Mac Jones, you mean?
From Mac Jones, they're just words.
They're just words.
They're just words.
Yeah, see? That's why you should stay and debate it with Gresh at the start of the show.
They're
today.
Just words, though.
I want you to stay and debate it with Gresh at the start of the show today.
Right. I love it.
All right. It is Ty Law. Quick note. We are, in case you're just joining us, raising money today for the families in Lewiston, Maine, where a horrible mass shooting took place last night. 22 Lewiston, Maine individuals lost their lives at two different locations last night, and there were upwards of 50 people injured in those shootings. And if you go to the GregHillFoundation.org, we are matching your donations up to $10,000. I want to thank a good friend of the show, BJ Harvey, and the whole team at EL Harvey. They have just pledged $3,000 toward that cause. So please give if you can, and we will keep you up to date on social media with regard to how that fundraising is going. But there are a lot of families who are going to need an awful lot of help in Lewiston, Maine, and that's what we're going to try to do right now. On a Thai Thursday, it is Thai Law, brought to you by Corvus Vodka, the official vodka of Pro Football Hall of Famer Thai Law. By 110 Grill, modern American cuisine and a top allergy-friendly restaurant. By FindMassMoney.gov and by Drains by James, Eastern Mass's choice when it comes to drain cleaning and pipelining. They give a poop about your pipes. And Thai Law joins us this morning on the Harbor One Hotline. Hey, Ty.
Hey, good morning, Greg. What's going on, everybody? Hey, you just messed me up. I just heard about that, Greg. The stuff in Maine. And that just messed my mood up right there, man.
Yeah. Well, it is.
Wow.
It. I mean, honestly, it is. In my opinion, We have to talk about it. It's there's lots of stuff going on sports wise, but it doesn't seem that important today. And it's I don't know that any of us know what the solution is, but it's horrifying. It's it was youth night at the bowling alley. This individual who they believe did it was apparently was hospitalized mentally last summer.
Yeah, he was undergoing mental health treatment last summer.
Wow.
It is. I don't know how he still had possession of weapons. Wiggy, I think you brought it up earlier. There's got to be some way that when somebody is indeed going through what they're going through mentally, that you're able to go and get their weapons.
Get help. Well, you know, definitely shouldn't have a weapon. How old was he?
40 years old.
A 40-year-old guy.
40. Wow. Wow. Oh, man.
Hey, listen, has there been some guest sniping that went on around here? Were you going to do?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
I was delivering, but you know what? I already got it set up.
So who did you reach out to and spoke with and you were going to deliver for this morning's show?
I had to call and tell him we good and he'll be for the next show, but Wiggy asked for Rodney Harrison.
Ty, who was it?
I'm about to tell you.
Oh, okay.
Let me get through it.
Okay.
Let me get through it, Greg. But no, it was Rodney. It was Wiggy asked for Rodney Harrison. I had Rodney Harrison coming on. Was this morning? Yeah. You know what I mean? But I got Stephon Gilmore ready for Tuesday, y'all. So if you know, on Tuesday we come to Tuesday, we got Stephon Gilmore because that's the off day. I talked to him. You know, some of my guys on the West Coast, they like, man, that's early, bro. That's early.
Yeah, who knew? Ty reached out to Rodney, and Rodney is going to be on with Gresham Foyer today. They had booked it in advance of us.
They had booked it in advance of us. All right.
And so
we'll let that slide.
They had worked harder than this show and harder than Ty, and they had booked it before. But we'll have Steph Gilmore next week.
Yep. We got to get Steph on a Tuesday. He wouldn't even be available today because he's in meeting morning. Hey, Wiggy, they in the meeting room starting at 7:45 in Dallas. Woo!
That's early.
They already in team meeting. That's early.
Usually that's about like special teams meeting, 7:45.
Yeah, I mean, we still eating bacon. And we eating breakfast. What you talking about, Wiggy? We eight o'clock, man. Oh, 8:15.
I remember some places, if you were on special teams, you had to be there by 7:30.
Okay, you know what? You might have a point there because Scar did used to make them boys come in early, but Stephon ain't on no damn special teams.
No. I know that, so I don't care.
That's what I'm saying. So we don't go in that early.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We don't go in that early, man. So that's early for teams, y'all. But we did have Rodney Harrison. He was ready to go. He was on standby, you know, and So he going to go on, you know, rushing them, and we're going to let him go ahead and do the thing. But Rodney was ready to jump on. I was about to pull rank. That's a damn DB.
All right.
But we all on WEI. We all on Odyssey. So we all on the team. It's all good.
When it comes to this Dolphins team, it seems like maybe they're having a little, as Wiggy would call it, a come down. Courtney was talking earlier about Tyreek Hill maybe missing on Sunday. When you look at this game and this Patriots team, you think they got a good chance to win this game Sunday?
I mean, if they can play and keep the ball out of Miami's hands and keep that offense off the field, I mean, you always have a puncher's chance. But as far as the overall team talent-wise, you know, the Miami Dolphins are a more talented team. Now, if you play together as a team, and you go out there and do exactly what you did, make those plays, protect Mac, you got a chance. But I wouldn't bet on it right now. No, they got to show me more. Yes, we got a great win, you know, happy for it. And maybe not because I said that they're probably going to lose. Maybe I should say that again because I really want them to win. So, yeah, they're probably going to lose to Miami. But guess what? They proved me wrong last week, so do it again. I just got to see more consistency and I got to see more plays being made. And plus that defense, I'm not impressed. I'm not impressed.
So, Ty, when you look at this game, they're saying that, I mean, they haven't said it yet, but the way Tua was like, well, probably be without Tyreek Hill. What does that mean for, like, a defense to know, like, or what's the morale when the defense now knows, like, all right, the other team's best player and most explosive player is not going to be out there? Is that just, like, instantly, you know, take a lot of guys to another level and saying, all right, this is a game that we can really win?
Wait a minute. Wait. Okay, now, see, that changes that dynamic a little bit. So they're probably going to be without Tyreek Hill, because that is that X factor. That's that game changer, somebody that you got, especially that team. Ain't no law dogs and Stephon's out there. You can't cover him one-on-one. Yeah, ain't nobody on that team can do that yet. So, oh, yeah, they got a better chance because he's not playing. So the defense should be ready. They should be happy, especially those guys in the secondary. They need a boost of confidence, and you will not get a boost of confidence playing against Tyreek Hill. Yeah, I mean, that'll mess your confidence up even more. So I think they got a sigh of relief, you know. hey, so you got a little chance, but it makes you feel, you know, better, even though as a competitor, Wiggy, I'm going to be honest with you, I wanted to play against Marvin Harrison. If he wasn't playing, or if Eric Moles, Michael Irvin, Jerry, if they wasn't playing, I was pissed off because now I wouldn't go out there and be able to do what I wanted to do for myself and for the team, and I wanted to play against the best. You know what I mean? I don't think that they're built like that right now. They don't have nobody on their team, so they're probably – it's a sigh of relief for them. I would have been pissed off if Tyreek wasn't playing, personally, because I want to play against him. If you're the man, in order for me to be the man, I got to beat you. Mm-hmm. They ain't cut like that yet.
Ty,
so
it's
a sigh of relief.
This Patriots team historically, for whatever the reason, not doing well in Miami – is there anything to that in your mind, or is it just the way it unfolds?
I think it's just the way it unfolds because we damn sure don't get no time to go hang out and party because we want to, but we don't get to do that. You know, Bill ain't having that. You ain't going down to Miami an extra day early to go kick it. So you going down there for a job to play football. It just happened to be like that when, you know, we go down there. It's always a tough game, but it's the same way when they come up here. I don't know if the heat is a factor. You know, people can't breathe. It does be a lot of IVs out there, Wiggy. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you was in that IV line, you know, and at halftime, people taking IVs just to get the fluids back.
But people don't realize how hot it is when you step off that plane, and if you're not used to that, I mean, damn.
Well, so is that the
issue? Yeah, it's the humidity. It's the humidity. Then you get on the equipment. They're used to it, but it's the same way when it's cold. I'm like, I mean, it's unbelievable. It's funny to me, though. I used to crack up laughing because we got them now. We would go out there, no sleeves on and none of that. We just like, hey, this is what we do. And I think they feel the same way when we come down there to that heat because we're not used to it.
Ty, you talk about the Patriots defense going up against Miami, but Miami's defense seems like it's going to get a boost back from injury. They're saying that Jalen Ramsey could be returning this weekend. So how much of a struggle will that be for this Patriots offense that's coming off a good win but could face some big hitters right now?
Well, I mean, Jalen Ramsey is he's one of the top cornerbacks in the game right now, and but he still has to get his feet wet. I mean, it's hard to just walk into a game off the streets. And even if you're Jalen Ramsey or anybody else, it's going to take some adjustment to get to that game speed. So if they want to take advantage of that, I would try him personally. You know what I mean? Hey, I'm going to see what he got, what he made of. I mean, I know the reputation, but you haven't been playing football for a long time. You know, and competitive football is one thing about doing things in practice, but practice, as you know, Wiggy, that's not the game. That's not the game. We can all go out there in shorts and make it look good, but when it's coming and somebody putting that pressure on you, when you got to really make a cut, man, it's a little bit harder. You know what I mean? So I think that if they want to take advantage of this now, if he goes in there and plays, I would go at him, you know, just because he's not in football shape yet, not in game shape. But a couple weeks from now, You want to leave that alone. So take advantage of that now.
Ty,
I don't think the receivers are going to be afraid and think he's going to come back and be, you know, the Jalen Ramsey that we all know and as far as being a great shutdown player and all that stuff right now. They're going to look at that as like, okay, I can take advantage of this.
Ty, how important is it that this offense goes out here and has another week of what they showed us in Buffalo to maybe make a lot of us non-Mac Island guys, and the offense isn't very good?
Oh, wait a minute. Are you suggesting that should they win this game Sunday, you would be on the island?
No, I wouldn't be on the island.
Oh.
I would not be on the island, but I would be like, oh, okay, I could see why some people...
We'll have to ask Gresham Foyer if you're allowed back on.
Oh, no. I wouldn't be nowhere near the island, but I could be like, I don't think it's a great place to vacation, but if you want to go there, I get it. So how important is it for this offense to, you know, show us what they did last week and not what they did the prior 6 weeks of the season?
You know what? It's very important. It's important for not only for the team, but it's important for Mac. You know, his future is on the line. You know, he is being evaluated every day in practice and the game days. He's being evaluated not only by the team, but by all of us, by all the media. Who is he the quarterback of the future? It's a lot of pressure on him, you know, right now. It's a lot of pressure on that offense. And you showed us that you can perform with lesser talent. You showed that you can perform. So guess what? Do it again. How consistent can you be? Yes, hey, if you go out there and perform like that, you know what? We might back up the brakes truck and get you some more damn talent. But why am I going to do that if you're not going to go out there and play ball consistently like you did last week? See, that will make an owner like Mr. Kraft say, you know what? That's our guy. Let me get him some help. That'll tell Coach Belichick, you know what? I can work with this. Let me get him a little bit more help. So, yes, the pressure is on for those guys to continue to perform, because if they don't this week, and we're going to go right back to the week prior and before Buffalo, and like, oh, there we go again. This is not the guy. So they got a lot of pressure on them.
Ty Law, thank you very much. Great to talk to you. We'll talk to you again on Tuesday.
All right, cool. And guess what? We're going to be there. Stephon Gilmore coming on with us on Tuesday, and we're going to have a good time, man. We're going to ask all the good questions, too. We're going to have some fun. All right, guys.
All right, Ty. All right,
later.
Thank you very much. There he is, Ty Law. I love the shift back toward the island from Wiggy.
No. There's no shift for me over the island.
Uh-huh. I think Courtney should reveal what was in the... There's some interesting, a little bit of scary news regarding the shooter, and Courtney shared it with the group.
Oh, okay.
There are reports now coming out of BZ, investigative reporter Cheryl Fiandaca. She tweeted, sources report possible Lewiston, Maine shooting suspect may have crossed into Massachusetts via Route 93 earlier this morning. MSP Bolo issued, troopers told to exercise extreme caution.
Okay. All right.
So just stay vigilant.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Be aware of your surroundings.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, it is an ongoing situation, and obviously we will do our best to keep you up to date on all of the developments in that horrific story from Maine throughout the day here at WEEI, and we will be right back.